Today they got more than people. And then now is a sad time that has come that they got the ulama of the ummah to destroy Islam. And the ulama of the ummah are destroying Islam. And there we are about Palestine, about what's happening. Nobody's talking also. The Yuga Muslims, the Chinese Muslims, what they are suffering. And also the Rohingya refugees. All these people, and many places, Syria, how the government, under what is happening in Palestine, few people's attention is here, but worse things are happening by the Shias, how they are killing the Muslims, how they are treating the Muslim woman. And the Muslims who have gone as refugees to Turkey, Turkey is supposed to be a strong Islamic country, how they are suffering there, and all this is just covered up. And we are just quiet. And our own people. And now at the moment, there is news of this Maulana Tariq Jameel coming, who at one time was also a good Muslim, very good bayan. And now he's a complete sellout. And we have to be aware and careful about these things. Maulisad just came with all his fitna. And now Maulana Tariq Jameel, all is to destroy the Islam of the people. So we have to be on our guard, inform other people also. And not only these, there are many more. Today they have planted the agents right in Darul Uloom, Deoband. And these are global figures. Then people on the local scene here, also how many of our ulama here in South Africa, saying we must follow the Kuffar constitution, which says that all religions are equal, so we must accept it. And Allah says clearly the only religion by Allah is Islam. And Allah will only accept Islam. And they follow all this. About a marriage bill, what the government laws are, we must follow that. And we must shelve Islamic law. Islamic law we mustn't follow. And how many other things? But we are fast asleep, we are not interested. The problem and the fault doesn't lie with them, it lies with us. The animals are animals. If they behave like animals, they understood they are animals. But when humans behave like animals, then what is that case? The kuffar are the kuffar. They are going to do the things of the kuffar. But when Muslims do the things of the kuffar, then what hope have we got? We were supposed to protect not only ourselves and our people, we are supposed to lead them to righteousness. But we haven't protected ourselves. And we following them on the road to Jahannam. And we are happy singing and dancing and going to Jahannam. So Allah give us the tawfiq to become aware that what our duties are. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that when all these fitnas are there, and those ulama who don't speak about it, not their faras will be accepted by Allah, not their nafal will be accepted. And this is not only for the ulama, for everyone. When we see the wrong being done open in front of us, somebody wants to attack our family, want to steal our money, we'll do what we can. Islam is being attacked, nothing we do. Muslims are being attacked, nothing we do. And we are accomplices to all these crimes also. May Allah guide us, give us a tawfiq and understanding, and that we do our, and remember we have to die, and we're going to face Allah in the Akhirat. We're going to face Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who sacrificed so much, that how much I sacrificed in Taif, my hunger I went through, my difficulties, and then this is what you did to my, for your sake I did all this. And this is now what you did to me and my religion. What are we going to answer? What punishment are we going to face? Allah give us tawfiq.